Triple M's Big Breakfast with Marto Margo and Nick Cody for Ream. Craig Gearson from Albany, Craig Jody Penfold from Upper Caboolture. You got about 10 minutes to call us on 133353 to get on the standby list to win a brand new Mini Cooper Countryman 40 Suburbs in 40 days.
We were just talking about that in the studio. Where's the AFL Grand Final going to be played? Who's it between, Margo?
Adelaide, Brisbane and Perth.
And I haven't heard... Come on, Brizzy, all right. I tell you what, the bloke that will know it is AFL's number one newsbreaker. It's Tom Brown from Triple M Footy. Hi, Tom.
Good morning, guys. The race is heating up, isn't it? They're going to have to decide in the next 14 days or so, the AFL. And I think Queensland leads the race, but it's an interesting situation.
Now, tell us the whole situation. Is it definite that it won't be at the MCG?
Yeah, it's pretty definite it won't be the MCG. The MCG's actually got a contract in place to hold the grand final through the Victorian State Government until 2057. But unfortunately, with these hundreds and hundreds of COVID cases per day, the AFL needs certainty over the grand final. So in the next few days, they'll negotiate with the Victorian Government to relinquish the contract.
Yeah.
And the AFL will really start what's essentially sort of a bit of a bidding war, really, because it's worth a lot of money. Like, state governments, as we know, pay tens of millions of dollars for events. I think the Victorian government pay about $60 million for the Grand Prix. So name your price of what the grand final's worth, but the AFL now discussing with Perth, Adelaide and Brisbane on where to host this year's grand final.
Forget Adelaide. We know it's coming down to Perth and Brizzy. Optus Stadium, seats more than the Gabba, obviously, but it's not going to be a full match, surely.
Well, it's interesting because Optus would be best commercially for the AFL. You get a big corporate dollar over there, a lot of West Australians, a lot of money.
Yep.
You get up to 60,000 fans there, and they probably definitely fill the stadium. They've also got a lot of rich football history. The problem with Perth, though, is you can't get in and out at the moment.
Yeah,
the borders are essentially shut. So the AFL couldn't get officials in, couldn't easily get players in. They'd have to hub. It's not ideal being stuck in a little hotel room for 14 days before the grand final.
Hey, Tom, isn't Telstra one of the major sponsors of the AFL? Wouldn't that clash?
It's a little bit of a clash. I mean, I don't think the broadcasters would have to mention the fact that it's off the stadium. We hold finals there anyway. Of course, the context is that Telstra is the major sponsor, naming rights sponsor of the AFL. I don't think that's a massive issue. It's all the access. The other issue, of course, with Adelaide, you guys mentioned, huge football history in Adelaide, and the Adelaide Oval is a magnificent ground. But they did write that letter to the AFL earlier in the year, the controversial one, to Gil McLaughlin, the leak one, that would have upset the AFL at the time. So I don't think the WA government or the South Australian government's been in the AFL's perfect good books this year. They've got a good relationship, but it's been a bit tested. The best relationship's with Queensland.
Yeah, we have the hub here.
So we've saved the game.
We've saved the game. And Anastasia Palaszczuk deserves a big, you know, pat on the back for that.
Anastasia Palaszczuk has literally saved the game. No, she absolutely has helped save footy. I mean, just for some context, as we know, there's 10 or 12 teams based here in Queensland at the moment, pretty much all the Victorian ones apart from the ones over in Perth just temporarily. And the Queensland government's done an incredible job literally saving footy at both Metricon and the Gabba. There'll be games up in Cairns as well, I think, in the next stage of the fixture. So Queensland couldn't have done more to help football this year. And what do you do when people help you in your hour of need?
You pay them back.
Give them the grand final.
Hey, Tom, the thing is with crowds, what do we hold here?
37,000.
37,500 maybe the Gabba. But would that mean you just double what you charge people per ticket? Because AFL fans would pay it. And the other thing, can Victorian fans, maybe if they isolated before they came to the grand final, come up here and get on it?
Well, look, I think you've got to be careful in terms of charging a high ticket price because the AFL visually would want definitely a full stadium, COVID regulations permitting. Having said that, so you don't want to price yourself out of it. Having said that, the tickets would be worth a lot of money. I think visually that would be one of the AFL's concerns with a grand final up here. I mean, you want to make sure that the Gabba is absolutely full, which
it
should be.
It'd be full. But would Victorians be allowed to come?
No.
Well, that's up to you guys. You guys set the rules on who can come. New South Wales people can't get across.
No,
the
we don't want them up here, mate.
You don't want them?
No, not really.
How would you feel about Victorians coming up into like a grand final isolation hotel, like for 14 days?
What about
them,
Tom?
And then they could go to the grand final.
What about their own section, like the MCG's famous, or Sydney Cricket Ground? What with Bay 13? Maybe you could have like a sick version
a
of Bay 13
over them.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, locals would go running for the hills. As soon as I tell anyone I'm a Victorian up here, they shut the door or hop out of the lift. I'm not sure they like that too much.
You may have noticed over the years there's quite a lot of Victorians moved up. I think we'd be pretty right. We'll have enough AFL lovers here, mate. Well, so give us a figure. If you had to have a bet on it, who's in front?
I think the Queensland government is in front, providing they pay the money. It's probably worth $20 or $30 million. I think the Queensland government's bid a similar amount for the NRL grand final before, so it's not unheard of.
Oh, yeah.
And just a lazy 20 or 30. But the economic stimulus at the moment of having the footy up here is awesome anyway. I mean, I've been to little fish and chip shops and businesses around where all these teams are staying. It's good for the Queensland economy.
30 games in 20 days or something like that. Tom, top two for the contendership for the premiership?
Top two at the moment, probably West Coast and Brisbane.
Yeah. Whoa.
That would be amazing.
Home ground advantage.
Out of the lines. Tom Brown, Triple M Footy, thanks for joining the Big Breakfast.
Have a great day, guys.